Hello, the Swipe Minutes of the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 290. 290, 290. So we've been personalizing Psalm 91. What do you say? I tread upon the lion and the adder, the cobra, the serpent, the snake, and upon the young lion and the dragon I trample underfoot. So this is what you say. You say it every day of your life. Say it, especially as you're listening to this part. Me, what I normally do is that I meditate on the whole, I say the whole psalm of Psalm 91. But now that we're doing this portion, you can say the whole of that psalm and then, you know, zero in on verse 13 and say, I tread on the lion. I tread upon serpents. I tread on scorpions. I tread. Hallelujah. And are you treading? I said treading means crush and crush. C-R-U-S-H. Okay? And then pressing down. You're pressing down all these adversities, evil spirits. I've told you, it's not physical lions and physical snakes and physical scorpions, but metaphorical. These are representatives of devils that operate and cause adversity and bad news and bad evil things to happen. And God says he's given you authority over these. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit down for them to run roughshod over you? No. You have to rise up and say, I tread over you. I tread over adversity. I tread over plane crash. I tread over car wreck. I tread over my house getting burnt. I tread on whatever it is that is threatening you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your 2021, this year is a beautiful year for you. I see you treading, crushing the head of the, crushing the enemy. He said has already been crushed. Thank God. You are not now going to start a war. No, the war has already been won by Christ for us. Hallelujah. A big difference. Such a big difference between the man who is now going to start and fight the war and the man that the war has already been fought and the victory has been given to you, and now you have authority to ensure that the victory is manifest. So that is what we're talking about here. Hallelujah. So I said, Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So I explained to you what power and authority is, and I gave you an example of the policeman in police uniform who stops big 16-wheeler trucks, doesn't use his bare hands to try and stop them. No, you cannot go, don't go, move here, move to the right, move to the, you're not doing that. What is he doing? Just with the lifting up of his hands, and that is it, and that truck must stop. Why should that truck stop? Why wouldn't the truck just run roughshod over the policeman? Because the truck driver knows that if I dare crush the policeman, it's not a case between Mr. or Mrs. or Madam whatever and a policeman. No, it is between you and the government. So the policeman, as he stands there is something invisible. We can't see it with our physical eyes, but it is there. It is right there. You won't see it with physical eyes, but there is a seat, a throne behind the policeman. What seat is that? The seat, the government seat. The seat of government is right behind the policeman. The policeman is not there because he just wants to be there. He has been sent. He's sent and he's standing there in the name of that government. Government of America, government of the UK, government of France, government of South Africa, government of Ghana, government of Nigeria, government of Venezuela, whatever government it is. That policeman, he's got that government behind. It's invisible. You cannot see it. You say, what is there? There is nothing. Oh, you go against it and you will see Pepe. You will see that Pepe will enter your eyes. You will go to jail if you go against him. You will be punished severely. And this is what God is saying to you, that there is the government. What government is behind you when you are standing in authority? The government of God. The very throne of God is right there in you, with you, behind you, upon you. The throne of God is backing you. And as you say, in the mighty name of Jesus, that is it. That is, it's as though Jesus himself said it and it will be done. And the devil knows he must stop. And that adversity, that lion, that snake, that scorpion knows, they know, the evil spirits, they know this one has the authority, because this one is in Christ. You don't have to be a pastor, prophetess, or anything. No. Have you seen any prophetess written there? He gave it to disciples. Disciples means learners. He gave it to the learners, and you are included. He's given unto us authority. Say, I have authority. Oh, say, I have authority over snakes and serpents and scorpions and lions. You're blessed, enjoy.